One of the 13 ikrim of Amunah is an imam of Amunah Shalom of Avias HaMashiach v'af al pisha yismameya in kol zeh achakaloi b'chol yom sheyavai. Our Amunah is that no matter how much he's delaying, im kol zeh achakaloi b'chol yom sheyavai. It's mavur in Chazal in many places that when you're living through a period of time where there's so much sorrow, so much sakana, so much going on in the world, it's mechayev us even more to strengthen in this emunah, to really be maimin in achak eloi b'chol yoim sheyavai. Like the lashon of the Rambam, the Rambam's lashon in Perek Yud Aleph, in Hilchus Melachim, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says a lashon over there, v'chol mi shein a maimin boy. If you don't believe in his ability to come, but not only that, v'chol mi shein a maimin boy, or mi shein a mechakel libiyosoy. You're not waiting for his arrival. That's also included in how much you really believe. Are you actually awaiting his arrival? Loi b'shar neviim b'lvad hu kaifer el b'toyer of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you don't believe it or even wait for it, says the Rambam, it's not just in neviim that you're being kaifer, but you're being kaifer in the Torah and in Moshe Rabbeinu. Azoy zok the Rambam over there in Halacha Aleph. So in these periods of time, we have to really strengthen our emunah in Bias HaMashiach, but more than just strengthen in the belief, to actually be mechake, to actually be waiting for it. And I was thinking a lot about this. And what I realized was, the reason why we have such trouble to actually be waiting for Mashiach is because it's a very vague idea and a very unclear topic by us of what does it mean, Yemais HaMashiach? And although to know 100% what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes, even the Rambam himself, who talks about it a lot, the Rambam himself writes at the end of Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam writes a lashon, v'chol eilu hadvarim v'chiyotze behem lo yoda odom heich yiyeh ad sheyiyu. To actually know 100% how it's going to be, it's not going to know about it until it actually happens. This is in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis. Shadvarim stumim hein eitzel neviim. It's definitely something that's very hidden by the neviim to know exactly how it's going to be. But I was thinking about it, that if it's a totally vague topic by us, so how are you supposed to hope for something that you don't even know what it's about? You know, when your brother gets married or your sister gets married, so you're able to look forward and wait for the chasana because you know what a chasana is about. When you have a vacation, someone promises you where you're going to go for a Hanukkah vacation, you know what a vacation is about, and therefore you can look forward and wait for it. Things that you know and have an idea that's somewhat tangible, you have the ability to wait and hope in. Mashiach, Yemaisa Mashiach, because it's so vague by us, it's very hard for us to relate. And we're mechuyev to be mechakeh. It's not enough just to believe. You have to actually be waiting for it. That's our obligation, says the Rambam. Otherwise, it touches on kfira. So it's kedai to go through the Chazal and the Mefarshim, Rishonim, and other Mefarshim that talk about what it is. That even though at the end of the day, 100% is going to remain ad sheyi until it actually will be, Be'ezer Hashem, Bekarav Mamash, but at least whatever is being revealed in Chazal and in the Mefarshim, at least that much we should have a concept and understand what it's about. And then we could develop our amunah and our achak eloi b'chol yom sheyavai, that we should talk and be waiting each day for his arrival. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says over there, quoting the Pasuk in Kehelis, Uzechor es boirecho bimei bachurasecha. Remember your Creator when you're in your young years, your bachur years. Ara shelo yovoyu yimei hara. Before the days of Ra happen, Chazal say Eilu yimei zikne, that means the days of zikne. V'yigiyu shonam ashatayma ein li b'hem chayfetz. The pasuk continues and says, and remember your Creator before you reach the years, ashatayma ein li b'hem chayfetz, that I have no desire in those years. What does that mean? Shonim ashatayma ein li b'hem chayfetz. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, Eilu yimei ha-Mashiach. This is referencing yimei Mashiach. She'ein bohem lo yizchus v'lo yichayva. What's unique about yimei ha-Mashiach? Those are days where there's no zchusim and no chayv. Now what does that mean? So you have to hear the words of the Ramban. The Ramban is Al HaTorah that talks about this Gemara. And this is a description of Yemos HaMashiach. The Ramban is a Parshas Nitzavim in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Vav. Over there, the Psukim are talking about what we find today, that Im Yia Nidacha B'Ktzei HaShemayim, Klal Yisrael spread out, literally across the whole globe. There's probably not a place where there isn't a Chabad house which has Jews living there. So literally, Klal Yisrael's Nidacha B'Ktzei HaShemayim. Mamash was spread out across the entire globe. Mishom Yikabetzcho Hashem Elokecho Mishom Yikachecho. From there I'm going to gather you and I'm there going to bring you together. V'heviyacho Hashem Elokecho La'oret Hashayosh Ravisecho. And the Rebbeinu is going to bring us to the land of Eretz Yisrael, the Yerishta. V'etivcho, it's going to be good. V'hirbecho Ma'avisecho. And the Pasuk says, Umol Hashem Elokecho Slavavcho. There's Lavav Zarecha. The Baruch Shalom is going to do a mila, a circumcision, literally translated, on your heart. Now what does that mean? He's going to gather us together, we're all going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and there's going to be a bris mila on our heart. Listen to the words of the Ramban. Zok the Ramban. In Yinzeh She'oimeh, this that was being brought down here is, Ki min habriya, in creation, we have in our ability, Bechira, every moment of our day as we live in Olam Hazeh right here, we have choice of doing the right or the wrong. Every moment of our life we have Bechira. Kol Zman HaTorah Kein, it was always like that. Kidei She'yir Lohem Zchus, in order we should have a merit, B'Bechirasam HaTorah, by picking the right thing in every moment of our day. Says the Ramban, I will be Moisa Mashiach. The Pasuk over here is referring to when Mashiach comes. Tia habachira batoiv lahem teva. What's going to change be Moisa Mashiach? If Mashiach arrives today, what's going to change and what's going to be different as of his arrival is that our bechira batoiv, when we pick good, it's going to be beteva, be natural. Lo yisava haleiv l'mashein aroi. Your heart's going to have no desire to do what's not right. You're going to have no interest in everything that's not the Ratzon of Hashem. So, in essence, you're going to lose your Bechira. Which means, it's going to be such a moment of clarity, of wanting to do the Ratzon Hashem, that you're going to have no interest in doing anything that's not the Ratzon Hashem. There's going to be such a revelation of who Hashem is and what He wants. And naturally, B'teva, you're going to be doing tayyif. Vihi hamila. And that's the bris mila that we're talking about on your heart when we're brought through Mashiach to Eretz Yisrael. Ki achemdo v'hataiva, desire, is orla b'alev, it's like an orla. Umol halev, and the Baruch Hu is going to give bris mila to our hearts. Shlo yachmoid v'lo yisave. You're not going to have desire to do things that are opposite of what the Borei Olam wants. Yoshov ha'odom b'zman ahu. At that time, when Mashiach comes, hopefully today, we're going to return at that moment. We're going to be living life like before the chet of Adam Arishan. That Adam Arishan did the right thing naturally because he had no interest in doing anything but Ratzon Hashem. That was, he lived in Gan Eden with the Rebbeinu Shalom with such clear vision of Hashem, and in Melo, his whole interest is only doing Ratzon Hashem. This is what it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyo. There are days coming, Hashem, v'charati es beis Yisrael. I'm going to be kairos a bris with the Yidden, and it's going to be a bris chadosha, says the pasuk. It'll be a brand new bris. Says the Ramban, this is what Yirmiyo is talking about. The brand new bris means it's going to come a time where life is going to change. It is not going to be bechira. You're naturally going to do the right thing. V'zel bitul ha-yetzer. That's a bitul of the yetzer hara, says the Ramban. V'asoyis halev b'tivoy masei haroi. Naturally, you're going to do what's proper. V'lo yilamdu oit ishes re'eyu, ishes achiv, leimar du'u es Hashem. He's quoting Psukim. You're no longer going to have to teach people du'u es Hashem, get to know Hashem. Ki kulam yadu oisi. Everybody's going to know the Rabbeinu Shalom limiktanom v'agadolom, from young to old. Elo yizbatal yitzram bezman ahu l'gamri. The whole Yetzer Hara is going to be bottled entirely when Mashiach arrives. And he quotes another pasuk also, v'cheinayim b'yecheskel. In Yecheskel also it's brought down, v'nasati lachem leiv chadosh. You can have a brand new heart. Halev ha-chadosh, this brand new heart, yirmoiz l'tivoy. It's being meramis to your nature, that naturally you're going to want to do good. Says the Ramban, based on this introduction, now you understand the Gemara in Shabbos. And it's really a frightening Gemara based on this. Zeu mash omra b'seinu, this is what the Gemara means in Shabbos, kufnun aleph. Higiyu shonim, asher toimar ein li bohem chefetz. It's going to come years that Hashem's going to say, I have no desire. Eilu yemaisa Mashiach. She'ein bohem loy zchus v'loy chayva. There's going to be no merit and no chayv. Ki b'yimei ha-Mashiach lo yiyah ba'adam chayfetz. There's going to be no desire to do otherwise. Aval yasa b'tivoy ha-maisa ha-roi. You're naturally going to do the right thing. U'lefikach ein bohem loy zchus v'loy chayva. Is that going to be any zchus and ha-chayv? Ki ha-zchus v'ha-chayv v'tluyim b'chayfetz. Zchus and chayv is totally in chayfetz. You know, Bistrol Salanter used to say over that everybody in the world says, Halavai Mashiach Shakam. He said, in truth, I say, oh, I hope he's not coming yet. And why is that? Bistrol Salanter explained, because the moment he arrives, if he arrives today, who you are, all your challenges that you always had Bechira to overcome, whatever you didn't overcome, you're not going to have the ability to ever overcome it again. It's over. And there's no more changing yourself because that's who you are. The whole idea of Bechira, that we choose right and wrong, is only Ba'olam Hazeh, before the arrival of Mashiach. So of course, why do we want Mashiach? The Chofetz Chaim used to say, Rabbi Chatzkel Lomenstein used to always say this over, that we want Mashiach because for Klal Yisrael as a whole, we need Mashiach. Even for a yachid, as a yachid, ein chanami, it's not such a great thing for a yachid because you really still want to grow better. Let's say you have a challenge, you're getting up for shachris. Well, let's say you have a challenge, you're concentrating on making a bracha properly. The moment Mashiach comes, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to jump out of bed because you want to serve Hashem. When you want to eat something, make a bracha, you're going to have such kavana because you realize Hashem and you're talking to Him and you're going to say, Baruch Atah, shakol liyeh b'dvari, and take a drink. It's going to be the Metzias. So every opportunity that we have now is going to be robbed from us the minute Mashiach arrives. So al tzayochid, it doesn't sound like such a great thing because we still want to steig more. We still want to grow more to overcome our challenges and become better people and reach higher levels of shleimus. But mitzat klal Yisrael, with all the tzoras that klal Yisrael has and the chilul kvoid shamayim that there is in the denial of the Rabbeinu Shlodom and everything, in the big picture, that of course we're all yearning for Mashiach that he should arrive already. And we're not going to be so selfish and just worry about ourselves, but as Klal Yisrael as a whole, we need Mashiach already. But al kaponim, this is the Ramban's explanation of what Yemoise Mashiach is going to be like. That this is the Gemara in Shabbos, that it's going to be Yomim Asha'im Behem Chayfetz. It's going to be Shonim. There's going to be years. Asha'im Behem Chayfetz means that there's going to be no more Bechira. That's the Yemoise Mashiach, when everything changes. Now, if you understand, what's the purpose of Yemoise Mashiach then? What's the whole purpose of living Yemoise Mashiach? We're naturally going to do the right thing. So what's the purpose of Yemoise Mashiach? So I saw from Chaim Friedlander. Chaim Friedlander, Zatzal, the Mashkiach in Panovich, in his Sefer on Emunah Bechira, he asked this question of trying to understand, what does it mean that there's a purpose of Yemoise Mashiach? And he answers by quoting the Rambam, that the Rambam Taka says, in the end of Hilchos Malachim and Halacha Dalid, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says, Lo nis'avu hanaviyim v'chachamim, the desire of everybody to have Yemoise Mashiach was for one reason. Because at that point, it's going to be so easy, panuyim batoyer v'chachma, will be so easy to sit and learn and do the right thing, kidei sheyizku l'chaye ha'olam haba. Through it, we're going to be zoichet echaye olam haba. Which means he's telling us something tremendous. We're all in this world. We're in a temporary world. We're here in olam hazeh for a short period of time. Why are we here? Olam hazeh is daim l'proizder l'fnei olam haba. That's the big ballroom. That's the trachlin, the palace that we're going to go into. That's for all eternity. We come down to this world just to earn our olam haba. Says the Rambam that the Rabbeinu Shlom has a system of making Yemoisa Mashiach a time period where it's going to be easier to earn your eternity. Right now it's so hard to earn our Mitzchias, our Netzach and Tzachem, our eternal life. We're so challenged. When Mashiach comes and we're naturally going to do the right thing, B'teva, we're going to pick the Toiv. There's not going to be Mechir anymore of Rad and Toiv. The Bechira is going to be gone. Kidei sheyizku l'moisa Mashiach, Moisa Mashiach v'yizku l'olam haba. And through Yemoisa Mashiach, we're going to be zoicha to olam haba, which means, can you imagine what olam haba we're going to be zoicha to? Because it's going to be so much easier to sit and learn and do the right thing and do the mitzvahs. And that's what the Rambam says, kidei sheyizku l'chaye olam haba. And the purpose of the Yemoisa Mashiach is going to allow us to finish this olam hazeh in a way that's so much easier to earn and maximize our eternal life of olam haba. Now he explains, which could still be bothering us, that it's still hard to understand, that what does it mean you're going to get more olam haba if there's no challenge in doing the right thing? So how is it worth anything? What does it mean you're getting rewarded if naturally you're doing everything? If it's all natural? So Chaim Friedlander's masbir that what's taken away at the Yemoise Mashiach is the lufum tzara agra. The toil that you get rewarded based on your toil. It's not going to be a toil anymore. The tzar, the hardship, the challenge, that's going to be gone. Because you're not going to feel challenged. However, he explains, and he bases on the Sefer Derech Hashem, that over there in Derech Hashem, the Ramchal writes that even Adam Arishon, Koidem Achet, was able to grow and go Madrega Acha Madrega, even though there wasn't Bechira to do bad, but still, he didn't have the perfect Shleimus and Tikkun, that in Mela, everything he did, there was value to more Avodah, and more shlemus and more tikkun, that he was growing up madregas. He was going higher and higher madregas. So even be Yemoise Mashiach, even though we don't have the lufum tzara agra, and we can't overcome our challenges be'etzem, because there is no challenge. There it's going to be a freebie. It'll be natural. But madregas you can still climb. This is how he explains it. That there's still madregas like Makoidim Achet of Adam Arishan. That you can have, he says, Yalu Aliyah Acha Aliyah. There's still Aliyahs and Shmosh Shlemus you could acquire. It's just a different realm because there's no challenge of Yetzahara, of Bechira. You should know Rabbi Tzio Solomon Shlita, Leikon Mashkiach, when he used to talk about this Gemara, he used to stay over for the Maral in Sefer Netzach Yisrael in Perek Mem Vav. The Maral used to explain this, that B'Yemois HaMashiach, what does it mean it's going to be years of Ein Lahem Chefetz? That means you can't change who you are. That's how the Maral says it. You're really, literally frozen in time. Who you are is who you're going to be forever. You can't change yourself. And therefore, that brings out an even more frightening way how we want to become better people before he arrives. We don't want to be frozen in time on this madrega for all eternity, for Netzach Netzachem. And in Eila, he says, the moment Mashiach arrives, Bevadai, everybody's going to be Yachzru B'tshuva, because you're going to see Hashem with a whole clear revelation, the Ein Nikra Tshuva Kala, it's not called Tshuva. And you're stuck at that moment. You can't even do Tshuva. Who you are, you remain. Ikvaru Tzadik, whatever Tzidkus you have, you remain that level. And if you don't have it, you don't have it. What it means is, like Rav Avigdor Miller used to always say over from Yisrael Salanter, you know, when you work hard on something, Bachar always asks this question. Let's say a Bachar works hard. Let's give Shachris a good example. Guy works hard on coming to Shachris. And after he does it for so many months, it becomes part of him. And it's all of a sudden, he's able to get up in the morning. He doesn't have a challenge anymore. Says Rav Yisrael Salanter, Rav Avigdor Miller used to say it over, don't think you're not getting schar for like when it was the first day when it was so difficult. The Rabbeinu Shalom rewards you, even though today getting up is so easy now, but if it went through a toil to do it, you get rewarded forever like that madrega of what hardship you went through. That's your earning and you keep it forever. And it's like that with all our Aveda, whatever you're working on, person's working at Shmira Seinayim. And eventually he gets to the point where he knows how to watch and control his eyes. He doesn't have to look around. He doesn't look at things that are no good. Forever you're rewarded like your days when you had to struggle and fight yourself. Listening to the right thing. Saying the right thing. Not speaking with nivel peh. Everything that you train yourself to be refined and become a better person with shleimus. Forever you're rewarded even when it becomes easy. So Mela, it's that you say. The same idea of how it's going to be Mesa Mashiach, that whatever you become before Mashiach arrives, that forever, those madrigas, that's who you are, and you're rewarded based on those madrigas the rest of the time that you're living before you Mesa Mashiach, before you may Olam Haba. The whole you Mesa Mashiach get rewarded like that madriga. But the bottom line is, you still can't change yourself. You're frozen that you can't change yourself. And this is a major thought that we have to have once we understand what Yemos HaMashiach is like. We have to really chap around, because if a Mashiach comes tomorrow, are we really ready to face Mashiach? Do we really feel like this is how I want to be frozen in time forever? Let's say I don't make my brachas correctly. That madrega of not making brachas correctly is going to be your madrega forever. Even though when Mashiach comes, you're going to make a proper bracha, but it's not worth anything. You're not called a Baal Tshuva in that area. And the way you make a bracha is going to be whatever you are before you Meisim Mashiach come, whatever you train yourself into, that's how it is. L'netzach etzachem. And Mamela is a gevalduka machayev for us to train ourselves. Now, chaparayim, before Mashiach arrives, as the footsteps are getting louder, we have to really go ahead and put in the avoda, because we want to be prepared and not have the Shonim She'emem Chayfetz happened before we're ready for it.
What about the next generations? What about the next generations?
So maybe save this question for later, yeah, if you don't mind. Another piece of information from Rav Sadia Goin about Yemos HaMashiach. I saw Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein. Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein, Zatzal, in Ari Cheskel brings down, he said the Shmuz, Parshas Kisovoy, 62 years ago. He said over then, Nis'airarti Hayoim, I have a Gvaldikis Iris today. Be'ez Kriyas HaFtayra, they were reading HaFtayra, Parshas Kisovoy, and a Gvaldikis Iris. What do we say in HaFtayra? Over there we say in HaFtayra, Kumi Oiri, Kiva Oirich, Uchvoid Hashem Olai Zorach. And the Pesukim continue there, Kvoidoi Alecha Yireh. The Rebbeinu Shem's light and honor is going to be lit up on you. Zaka Bichatzkel, the Pesuk over there simply is referencing Yemos HaMashiach. And I was desired to think about Magoidel Haschar. How great is the life of Yemos HaMashiach, the reward. Sheyizku Yisrael B'Yemos HaMashiach. That it's going to be chalavos ukvoidoi alayach yira. The Rebbeinu Shem's cover is going to be seen on Klal Yisrael. He says those three words ukvoidoi alayach yira. V'chiyesh gvul l'schar u'la'inik sheyia. Could you imagine? Is there any boundary on these three words of the pesukim? What it's referencing, is there any boundary and limit to the schar and the oinik? That the Pasuk is referencing when it says, Vizgalois Kvoid Hashem al Klal Yisrael. And he said over Rav Sad Yagoin said, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, we all know, the Pasuk says, Ves Hagoy Asher Yavoidu Don Anoichi. The nation that pressures you and makes you work, I'm going to judge. Two words, Don Anoichi. And what happened with Don Anoichi? Those two words was the Nevuah. And Lamaisa, like Rabbi Chatzkel says, you look at what happened to the Mitzrayim, there was 10 Makkos, 12 long months of suffering, and Mamash to Madrega of Haterem Teda Ki Ovdu Mitzrayim, there was no Egypt left after all those 12 months of suffering. And even after that, they drowned in Kriyas Yamsuf, and Hagia Lavado in Mamash, they were totally wiped away. V'chol ha'oinish harav. All that suffering happened because of two words. Don anoichi. And he says, you think about it. The Pasuk says, v'achrin yetzu b'chush gadol. Two words. Klal Yisrael is going to have a rechush gadol. He says, if you look at the rechush gadol of Klal Yisrael was zeichet to, when they left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk can bring down that every yid walked out of there with the description that it gives. Mamash, literally every yid was a billionaire. That's the Lashon of Chazal. Literally billionaires. Every yid. That was the Rechush Gadol of Klal Yisrael. So says Rav Sadia Goin, if that's just from two words of Rechush Gadol and two words for Don Anoichi, for the punishment, he says, Ma'ata nireh kamagdoyla tia haftochas Hashem Yisbarach. The haftoch that Hashem is giving us for what's going to happen in Moshe Mashiach. With that we have Harichu HaNeviyim. The Neviyim are Mayrich, describing the Schar. It's such an Arichus, a Nach. Says this from Sad Yagoin, Al Achas Kama V'Kama. Could we imagine and fathom if there's so many Svarim, not just words, not just Psukim, not just Prokim, but Svarim of Nach written, describing what's going to be. You can imagine what a Rechush Gadol Klal Yisrael is going to have, the Yemos HaMashiach, and what a Don Anoichi is going to be on the Goyim for what they have to go through when the Rebbeinu Shem punishes them. And Emma says, I don't know if you've seen, but if you see pictures of what's happening to the Yishmaelim in Gaza, there's such a Don Anoichi, the place, you know, if you say it looks like a war zone, that's not even describing it. You know, when people talk about a war zone, they don't mean what they see in those pictures. The pictures that are coming out from Gaza, I mean, they hit over 5,000, they bombed over 5,000 targets. Literally destroyed, I'm telling you, I saw pictures. Buildings and buildings. It's unbelievable what a churban they made out of that place. If you want to know if this is the beginning of the Dan Anochi, we're living the Rabbeinu Shalom being Dan Anochi, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is destroying them. And it's unbelievable to think about what a destruction is being made over there. A civilized place that was somewhat civilized, whatever you call civilization there, but Akapanim, there was buildings there, there were things there. And Mamish, it's lo yu'uman. It's hard to believe when you see these pictures of what things look like there. Another thing we have to know, the Tshuvas Ksam Sefer brings down Mamish incredible words about the arrival of Mashiach. You have to hear his words. Ksam Sefer writes, it's in Tshuva Peches. He says, "V'hine behold the Bias Ben David." If you're talking about Bias Ben David, Mashiach coming, "Tzarech ani lahatzia atzo achas." I have to tell you one thing about this. K'may Shahaya, the same way it was by Moshe Rabbeinu, Shahaya haGoyel Arishon. He was the first Goyel. Yet Nizdakin Shmoinim Shana v'lo yoda v'lo hirgish ba'atzmai shehu yiyah Goyel Yisrael. He already became 80 years old. He was an older man before he even knew that he's going to become the Goyal Yisrael. Now, Felix Shamal HaKadosh Baruch, even the Rosh Hashanah told him, "Lech, go, ki yashach al paroi." Sira, if he refused, and he wasn't mekabel the shlichus yet. Until the Rosh Hashanah told him, he really has to do it. Says the Chassam Sofer, "Kein yiyah im ritz Hashem ha-goyal ha-achrin." The Goyal ha-achrin is going to be the same story. And he says, it's not just in our generation. He says, "Miyoyim shachar beis hamikdash." For the time the beis hamikdash was destroyed, "Miyad noilut echad." In every generation, someone's born that's roi b'tzit kasoi liyas hagoya. U'kshegi azman, if the time would come, yigala ilav Hashem Yisrael, Hashem will reveal himself to this person. V'yishalchu oz, then the Rebbeinu will send on him, a ruchai shal Mashiach ha-tamun v'nogonuz, a spirit of Mashiach in him. Rebbeinu will reveal himself and tell him what he has to go do. Kashem etzini b'shol, like by Shaul HaMelech. Acha shenimshach, only once he was anointed, ball of Ruach Memshalah, Ruach HaKadosh. That's when the Ruach Memshalah and the Ruach HaKadosh came upon him. Hashem melefnim lehirgish b'atzmai. Before that, he didn't feel anything. Says the Chassam Sofer, kein yir b'goyel ha'achran. The final goyel that's going to take us out of this bitter golos, says the Chassam Sofer, hatzadik hazeh ba'atzmoy en yedeya. The tzadik does not know at this moment, as we're speaking now, that he is the goyel. Till Mashiach comes, he doesn't know he's the goyel. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't reveal himself to him. Uvav v'niseinu, in our matzav averus of all the generations that we're living, kvar kama v'kama mesu, many of these potential goyels already were nifter. V'lo yizachinu, they weren't zaycha to the Rebbeinu Shalom revealing himself to that tzadik and giving him Ruchai Shel Mashiach. Gam kein ruin l'kach, even though they were right. Says the Chassam Sofer, the coming of Mashiach is not any crazy type of thing, you know, all of a sudden that people think like, you know, such imaginary ideas. It's very simple, says Chassam Sofer. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to reveal himself to the tzaddik who's worthy for it, and at that moment he's going to be surprised at tzaddik. It's the person who thinks he's not Mashiach, by the way, just to know. The people that think they're Mashiach are the ones that are for sure not Mashiach. That's all snuvisim. The ones that are walking around that I'm Mashiach, or they think they're Mashiach, those are the ones that are not Mashiach. But the onav, the person that thinks he doesn't want to do it, like Moshe Rabbeinu, he was 80 years old, he didn't know he was going to be the Goyim. And he didn't want to do it. And the British made him do it. Those are the ones that are Mashiach. And the Megillah says, Chassam Sofer, there's going to be someone in our generation too, Be'ezer Hashem, who the British will all of a sudden reveal himself to him and tell him, "You are the Goyim Yisrael." And he's probably going to say right back, "I don't want to." Can you imagine someone coming to the chais from Shmuel Kamenetsky? The British will come to him and saying, "You're being the Goyim." Can you imagine Shmuel saying, "This is Nishfamir, you know, get someone else, whatever." And he's even sire of like Moshe Rabbeinu. Until the Rebbeinu will tell him he has to do it. And he's going to give him a Ruchai Shel Mashiach. Whoever the Mashiach is. I'm not telling you who Mashiach is. We don't know who Mashiach is. Even the Mashiach doesn't know who he is. But HaKaponim Azoi Shteit Chassam Sofer about the coming of Mashiach. And the emes is, this is the Meiridika words that we have to feel in our bones. The end, the last Balaturim in this past week's Parsha, in Parsha Chayisara. The connection of Chayisara to Parsha's told us. You know what the Pasuk says? The end of Chayisar, we're talking about Yishmael. And over there, when we talk about Yishmael, the pasuk ends off the last five words of the parasha, Al Pnei Kol Echov Nafal. He's going to fall in front of all of his brothers. What does that mean? So if you look at the targum, Rashi brings it down, it just means he's dwelling. Nafal means shachin, to dwell. Al Pnei Kol Echov, he's going to dwell. And yet the Torah used the word Nafal, Pilei Plom. If you want to say they're going to dwell, you say they're going to dwell. What's this lashon of Nafal? Zok Nehe L'Gabal Aturim. Listen to these words. And you have to feel the arrival of Mashiach with it. Zok Nebal Haturim. Al Pnei Kol Echov Nafal. V'Somach Lei. Right afterwards goes the next parasha. Parashas Toldois. V'Eile Toldois Yitzchok Ben Avram. Loimar, what it's coming to teach you is when Yishmael falls at the end of times, Oz Yitzmach ben David. Then ben David's going to sprout out. Shuhum itoldo is Yitzchak ben Avram, who's the toldos of Yitzchak ben Avram. And the Torah is hinting the fall of Yishmael is the arrival of Mashiach ben David. And that's what the Torah is coming to teach us. And the emphasis is, you know, I just heard over from Aaron Feldman Shlita, the Meshiv of Neri Yisrael, Baltimore. He said over, it was Asif of Tfilah, and he said over there that we have to realize what Shmira Kal Yisrael is being Zeichetu, Bli Ayin Hara, the Rosh of Shakip being Shemi Yisrael, but the Shmira that Kal Yisrael is being Zeichetu, he said at this point, he said there was over 8,000 rockets that Hamas shot at Eretz Yisrael. 8,000 rockets that are shooting into populated areas, and that one Yid was killed. This is what he said over. Bli Ayin Hara, that one Yid was killed. 8,000 rockets being shot to kill us, and that one Yid was killed. That's a Shoyimei Yisrael. That's Shemor She'eris Yisrael. This is what we have to realize, what Shmir the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving us. And you should know, in Parashas Hazinu, there's a very, very fundamental Ramban in the Psukim there that mamishes the times that we're living in. The Psukim itself are the times that we're living in. Like we know, the whole Shiras Hazinu describes all times. Listen to the Psukim, beginning in Perik Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Aleph. The Pasuk over there says, Im Shanoisi Birak Charbi. The Rebbeinu Shem saying, I sharpen my fiery sword, v'toiches b'mishpat yodi, and my hand's going to grab judgment. Oshiv nokom litzaroi. I'm going to return revenge to all my enemies. V'lasanai ashalim. To ones that hate me, I'm going to pay back. You know, I don't know if you're aware, but I even heard a report, a Goyish reporter. A Goyish reporter reporting on the war and reporting on all the pro-Palestinian demonstrations that are going on, he said over, and it's so true, all these Palestinians that are protesting, Israel should stop what they're doing. This is amazing, the Goyish reporter. He said, do you really think that these people all have such respect to humanity that that's what they're standing up for? I mean, if they really respect human life, they should realize that Hamas are terrorists and they don't care about human life. And that's all they're trying to do, is Israel just trying to get rid of these terrorists. So if you're really standing up for humanity and you believe in human life, so what does it mean you're having a pro-Palestinian demonstration? It doesn't make any sense. This is what the guy said. Elamai, he said, without those words, Elamai. But he said, Elamai, pshat is, that these people understand that the Jews are the ones that are doing it, and the Jews stand for God, and it's really a war against God. This is what they said. And the emesis, this person hit it on the nail, because that's really what it is. Every one of these colleges, the reason why they're so against, they're also pro-Palestinian, is because all the liberals and all the colleges, what they're teaching is the garbage of atheism and the garbage and not to believe in God. And that's how you have a free life if you have no responsibilities. And really, it's all about a demonstration against God. That's mamash what it is. And this is what the guy recognized. And every yid, it's pashin in his eyes if you think about it for more than 2 minutes. But akapanim, this is what their pasuk is saying, that the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to sharpen his fiery sword and take to judgment and take revenge on his enemies. Ulamisanai ashalim, we're going to pay them back. You know, they already killed in the war already over 12,000 Arabs. 12,000 Arabs. Can you imagine how many they killed out in Gaza? It's an enormous amount of people to kill. 12,000 Arabs. Ashkir chitzai midom. It's a lashon of shikr. The Rebbeinu Shlom saying, I'm almost going to intoxicate and make drunk my arrow with blood. V'charbi toichol basa. My sword's going to eat up all that flesh. Midam cholol v'shivya. Because of the dam of what they did, that they made you cholol, means they killed us. V'shivya, and they take captivities. They take hostages. As I state in pasuk, because of what they did to us. Meirosh pares oyev. For what they're doing as for the enemies. And therefore, says the pasuk, Haninu goyim amoy. Everybody's going to realize what's going on, and they're going to sing. Shabochu amamayo. The Unklus time translates. Harninu goyim amoy means the nations themselves are going to be able to sing. The straight thinking nations, obviously. They're going to be able to sing. Kidam avod of Yikom, because they're going to recognize the blood of his servants that he's just taking revenge on. There's a new video going around. This happened in Japan, I think yesterday. There was a gathering, to pro-Israel gathering. They wanted to stand up for Israel. And in this gathering, I saw this video, they were singing, the Goyim, Japanese people, Hashia esamecho verichas nachasecho reiv nasem aroilom. Literally, I saw it. These Goyim, hundreds and hundreds of Japanese Goyim gathered. They were holding Israeli flags, and they were singing the tune, Hashia Ishamecha, Uvarechesh Nachashecha. Imamish was saying the words. Unbelievable how they were trained to sing the song. And this is Haninu Goyim Amoy. They're singing the praise of the Rebbeinu Shalom saving our nation. Do you realize what we're living through? We're living through unbelievable times. And this is what Rashi brings down. I'm short on time. But Akabon Rashi brings down, this is the explanation of the Psukim. How the Rebbeinu Shlom, Kesh Baruch Hu, Nishram, and Umayis, when the Rebbeinu Shlom takes revenge on all his enemies, the nations that are bad, and it's only because Kidam Avod of Yikrim, for the Shvichos, the mayhem, that they poured our blood out, they're going to be singing about it. And it's mamash what you see, that there are nations who understand what Israel's doing, and they're appreciating the Rebbeinu Shlom's Gevaldika Yad. Akopana, we're trying to get to the Ramban. The Ramban says over here, fascinating. Oh, it begins a Perek Pasuk Mem Aleph. V'omra Hashira. You have to leave a kitzer. But he goes that this whole Shira is representing all the times of Klal Yisrael. And it says over here, skip ahead. V'zed dav abarur. The pasuk is referencing the Gula Hasida, the upcoming Gula. During this Bayasheni, no Goyim were singing the praise of the nations. It didn't work. But rather, this Shira is of the Gula Hasida. And says the Ramban, Moiridika words, which we have to remember because this is Kimachazik our Chakaloi Bechol Yom Sheyavoi. Zot the Heilige Ramban, Vihine Ein Bashira Hazois, Tanai Bechuva Vavoida. Zot the Ramban, this promise of the destiny of Klal Yisrael, the Psukim over here that tell us what's going to be, it's not with any condition of Tshuva and Avoida. Rakhishtar Eidus. This is a star of testimony. Shenasa Harois Vanuchal, Vishahu Yizborah, Yasa Bonu Butaychoko Ischema. That the Rebbeinu Shlom, who allowed the Rois to happen to us in our past years, but now the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to stand up. V'yoshuv yisnakei v'yipora min ha'oivim. The Rebbeinu is going to take revenge on all his enemies. B'charboi ha'koshav ha'gedoilov ha'chazaka with his strong sword. V'yichaper al-chataseinu. He's going to forgive all our veris l'man shemoi for the sake of his name. Poshdat kovet shemayim. And it should be yisgada v'yisgada shmei ravo. That's the whole purpose. Imkein ha'shira hazois havtocha mevueres. This is 100% clear promise. The Geula Hasida, for the upcoming Geula, which the Ramban stresses is not b'tnai any tshuva of avoida, but rather this is the destiny of Klal Yisrael, that the Rebbeinu Shem brings us to a point that it's time for the Yisgada of Yisgada Shmei Rabo, and we have to fix ourselves up because we want to be zeichet to be there. But the Geula is going to happen, and the Rebbeinu Shem is going to bring it. And that's the achakel loy b'chol yom sheyavoy. They have to strengthen to believe b'chol yom. It can happen any day. To chaperein, to correct ourselves sooner than later before it happens, before we're ready. We're very short on time, but I just, two more mamar comments I just want to mention. I saw a Murray Dika Shmuz from Moshe Wolfson, who he stresses the fact that he brings down a maisa that in the onset of World War II, in Poland, when the Russians were taken over, so they were being forced to have Soviet citizenship, which a lot of Yidden realized, and it was unthinkable by them, to go ahead and be makabel, the communist, atheist beliefs and all that. And the Russians were rounding up anybody who refused citizenship, they were being sent to Siberia. So the Hasidim of Rav Itzel, of Peshevershk. They came, you know, he told them he's not allowed to accept the citizenship, and they all being rounded up and sent to Siberia. And over there, they suffered terribly in Siberia, hard labor, it was cold and everything. And they came to the Rebbe, they asked him, like, why didn't you let us go ahead and accept citizenship? So he told them back that it was the 23rd day of Sivan, that this day that the whole decree came upon us and we were sent to Siberia. And the 23rd day of Sivan is the same day that Mordechai sent the letters to the Yidden at the time of the story of Purim, that they have a right from the king to defend themselves against their attackers. And therefore, if this was the day, the 23rd of Sivan, you have to know nothing bad could happen on such a day. So you have nothing to worry about. And sure enough, Lamaisa, after they came out of Siberia and survived, 250,000 Jews who survived from Siberia, Lamaisa, when they came back to the land, of course, they saw the Germans killed everybody in Poland, and they only lived because they went through this whole thing. So Zogt Ramosha Wolfson, that we have to realize that Shmini Atzeres, he said, is a far greater day than the 23rd day of Sivan. And if this whole Muhammad began on the 23rd day, if it began on Shmini Atzeres, he said it's impossible that any bad is going to happen from it. We could only see good. Mamash, the same Haftacha that happened by World War II over there with them. It's only going to bring out good, he said. It's impossible otherwise. Because Shmini Atzeres is such a chosh of a day. It's the day that the Rebbeinu Shem says, just ani v'hu, that I want to be alone with Klal Yisrael, and that's it. So we have to realize that if it's such a chosh of a day, this Muhammad, which obviously Klal Yisrael is in a hard time right now, and therefore this Muhammad Taka, you know, it's an ace sorrow, no shiloh about it. Especially here in America with everybody, you know, joining up against Klal Yisrael. And we need Rachamei Shemayim. There's no question about it. But we have to realize simultaneously when we're doing all we got and we're appearing ourselves properly for B'as HaMashiach and appearing ourselves properly for the Gula, we have to realize simultaneously that the Eis Sora demands this Gvaldika level of Aveda, but simultaneously it's going to give us the Gvaldika Bracha and promises that B'ezer Hashem, like we're seeing so many Simanim, we should take a strength of our munah of a chakel loy b'chol yom sheyavai to know exactly what we're waiting for, have a clarity in what B'ez Mashiach, Yemais Mashiach is going to look like, and B'ez Hashem, when we chakel, we'll take a b'zeicha to be yosai.